The holidays are over, and for many, that means back to work. For some commuters, a new bus line that launched January 1st has made getting there a little easier. WOSU set out to ride CMAX, COTA's new rapid transit line that runs up the Cleveland Avenue corridor. It's a cold Tuesday morning. The temperature hovers around -3 degrees, and I'm outside the Linden Transit Center on Cleveland Avenue, waiting at a new CMAX bus stop. And I have to say, it's pretty fancy.
So there's this covered bus stop. It has like a big roof over it, which is nice. I see a security camera. There's this big flat screen TV that has the arrival times of all of the buses.
Joining me in the cold is Kayon Berry. He lives in the Linden neighborhood and is off to see his cousin this morning. Like many residents, he's just now learning about CMAX.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm hearing of it because I didn't know what it was when I was standing down there down 6 waiting for the bus. I seen this bus. I'm like, what is this? A CMAX?
The buses themselves are unique. They're lower to the ground so people can get on and off more easily. They have red and blue decals, and they're powered by compressed natural gas. Plus, riders can take advantage of free Wi-Fi and USB ports to charge their phones and tablets. And these buses run every 15 minutes and every 10 minutes during rush hour.
Oh, here it comes.
The CMAX bus line has been a decade in the making and represents a nearly $50 million investment, most of which came from the federal government. It runs up the Cleveland Avenue corridor, starting in downtown Columbus all the way up to Polaris Parkway. With a limited number of stops and a technology that syncs buses with traffic signals to stay on time, it cuts back the average transit time by 20%. For some people like John Stewart, that shaves 30 minutes off his morning commute.
I've been a painter for 35 years.
And are you headed back from work?
No, I'm going to work now.
Stewart has ridden a Cleveland Avenue COTA bus nearly every day for the last 10 years. It was a long ride. That bus stops about every other block, and it's often packed.
You had to stand up a lot.
Okay.
Yes, especially in the evenings, like about 5 o'clock, there's only standing room.
The CMAX helps do away with that congestion. According to one COTA official, right now there's an average of about 10 passengers aboard a CMAX bus. Of course, that's expected to increase as more people learn about the new line. For some riders, the CMAX does little to improve their commute.
What's the word? Unreliable.
That's Isaiah Harvey. He also relies on the bus to get to work. He's upset by the major route changes COTA made back in May when so-called underutilized bus routes were cut and more buses were added to popular routes. Harvey says he now has to take 2 buses instead of 1, and he wishes buses ran around the clock.
So I do construction as well as warehouse, so, you know, it'd be nice to have a bus that actually runs all night, you know, instead of asking my girlfriend or someone to give me a ride, you know, at like 2 in the morning.
While the CMAX is not a solution for everyone, COTA says it will link more than up to 200,000 people to jobs, healthcare providers, and schools. Apart from just moving people, city leaders hope the new bus line will bring much needed economic activity to the Cleveland Avenue corridor.
Stop requested.
Kayon Berry, who I met at the bus stop in Linden, is optimistic about what the new year and the new bus route will bring to his neighborhood.
It's a lot of work that needs to be done out here, you know what I mean?
He says it's the little things, like a new bus route, that will help everyone tackle the bigger issues in 2018. Esther Honig, WOSU News.